You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
Okay, welcome in, super fans. So we have a episode where we're going to be doing our 2025 season predictions. We're going to be going over the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, and this is our playoff predictions. So we're just going over the teams that we think are going to be making the playoffs for the 2025 season. And as you know, this is Maddie Savage. I got Mike Apex right here with me.
And I'm going to be at the end of the season. You know what I'm going to say? Yes, in the face.
All right. Say it in my face. That's fine. I got some.
All
I got
those
some,
bad picks.
I got some bold predictions here. I'm pretty sure you have some bold predictions. But
perhaps.
So right now, we're officially into the season. MLS is now the official Dirty 30. Dirty 30 teams for 30 years is pretty good. But we have 18 teams we're going to be getting into right now. So let's go ahead and get into it. Mike, start us off. We're going to be starting with the Eastern Conference. So start me off. What's your number 9 team? That's going to be the team that basically is going to be barely making it in. What's your team, Mike?
Yes. The lucky number 9 is my second team. This is my other team, which is Maddie Savage's team, Nashville SC. Or shall I say Johnny Cashville. I love these guys. I think they have just, you know, all the necessary ingredients to cook up a good season, right? But do they have the right recipe? I think so. I think Mukhtar, which I mentioned before, is a very good candidate for Comeback Player of the Year, along with his partner in crime, Soric. These guys, they've made the playoffs every year since they've pretty much been in there, and
Except for last year.
Thank you for finishing that. Put an exclamation point on that.
Got to.
I was going to get to it, but hopefully they'll rebound, and I think they will for this year, guys.
Okay. All right. So you got us in there. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I think Chicago is going to be the number 9 team. I think that they're going to turn things around.
What?
I know. I think that with the new coach and bringing in some new players, bringing in a new culture, I think that they're gonna turn things around, squeak in. They're gonna be the number 9 team. That's for me.
Okay. All right, we shall see. Coming in at the number 8 is NYCFC. I know, bad humbug, and that's pretty much they lost a Christmas list. I feel like the Grinch right now. Christmas list worth of talented players from last year, right? You know, they got into the playoffs and all. It was crazy, but I think they didn't do a lot to replace them, but they have a lot of really good young players, a laundry list of young players that I think is going to come in. They're going to show up and show out. And also with the coach, Pascal Janssen coming in, I think he's going to have these guys motivated to go out there and make the playoffs once again.
Okay, number 8 for Maddie Savage's list, I have my Nashville SC team at number 8. And just for clarification, right now it's not looking so hot, but I do think that BJ Callahan is going to get the team right. We're going to get healthy, and it's going to struggle, but I do think that we will make the playoffs, and it won't be, you know, high. That's why I got us down here at 8. We'll probably be in the play-in game because, like you said, 8 and 9 have to play each other to find out who's going to be making it. Mm-hmm. So I got us in Chicago in the play-in game. So Nashville at 8 for me.
Okay. I like that. I got you at 9, 8. I can take that also. Coming in number 7, the Orlando Orlando City. Those guys, we had the opportunity of going down there actually watching a match, and it was great. I liked the vibe. I liked the culture down there. I like their style. And I think, what's the young guy? Luis
Muriel.
Yes, man. Yes, very talented kid. He's going to have to earn his keep. He's going to have to, you know, put his feet where his mouth is, right? Proverbial, right? But I think he's going to get those guys. They're a really good team, man. They're going to get back in the playoffs, and no doubt.
Okay, all right. That's an interesting pick. For my number seven in the East, I've got the New England Revolution. I think that they've got a lot of new moving parts, but the coach pretty much handpicked who he you know went out to get. They let a lot of people go. They brought in a lot of new people. They got a new DP striker with Campana. I messed up his first name. Anyways, sorry about that, Campana. Leo, your name is Leo, not Luis. But anyways, Campana, and I think that it's going to take them some time. That's why I have them lower on this list here. But I think that once they get going and once they get, you know, cooking, I think they'll get together enough to where they'll solidly make the playoffs. Seven will solidly make it. So I think that's where they'll be for me.
Okay. Solid. I like it. Coming in at the number six, have you had your latte laugh today? Atlanta United. Hey, guys. And they got Miguel Almiron, right? He's there also. Atlanta has a really good team. They finished hot last year, coming into the playoffs. And I think with the addition of those guys, they're going to make it again. I got them in the sixth. I know they're kind of starting out, you know, they're going to build. It's a long season, but I got them in there. And that Mercedes-Benz Dome is just like the Terror Dome. You go down there, it's so loud, and the atmosphere is just great for soccer and MLS.
Okay, ATL right there. I'm going to shock some people with this pick, and it might make some people mad. I hate it for you if you just started listening and I make you mad. Yeah, but I got to have a savage moment. I got Columbus. That's going to be my number six. I think that with the losses that they took as far as in personnel, it's going to show its head at some point in time. They said we're two games in so far, and you know, I believe in the coach. That's why I say they'll make the playoffs, but it comes down to the players. And yeah, they're in the same system and everything else, but I just at some point in time we'll see that you're missing Cucho. Definitely. You're missing Christian Ramirez. Like, you'll feel it. And Columbus fans, they're already feeling it emotionally, but eventually it's going to spill over into the field of play, and that's why I think that they'll drop some games that they probably would have won last year or even the year before. So I got them at six for me. And Columbus fans, I'm sorry, love you guys, but you know, you guys will probably take a step back before you guys can go get back to where you were at. Not saying that, you know, you're not going to maybe get to where you want to be for as far as championships and things like that. You never know. You're in the playoffs. Yes. But I've got you at six this year.
Yeah. Good pick there, buddy. Yeah, Cucho was mucho for those guys. And I know you miss them, but you'll still be there, right? Coming in number five, lucky number five, is my Red Bulls. Red runs deep. And Sandro is in the driver's seat, right? He has us doing really good. And the car we're driving is a Ferrari. My favorite, the Testarossa, because you look at us, right? Forsberg, you guys saw that. I mean, yes. You just looked at the stats. That strike he made the other night was 0.02, you know, percent chance of making it, and he did that. But no, Forsberg there. Of course, Morgan, Captain Morgan will be back. You know, we miss you, guy. Young fella came in and did his thing. But Topo, man.
That's a big dude. He's a big dude. I seen videos, things like that. But comparing him to like the European players versus the MLS players. I think that we had to have Walker Zimmerman on him all night. Like, and Walker Zimmerman is a big guy, he was bigger than Zimmerman. I was like, yeah, this guy.
I love that battle between those guys, man. But and again, he's gonna be a key factor with you guys. Also, forget about you guys. But yeah, I gotta set number five, man. Favorite number, but yes.
Okay. I see. I like that. I think that for my number five team, it's going to be ATL. It's going to be Atlanta United. They could be as high as, you know, two or three, depending on if they really get it going. But from what we're seeing early on, especially, and this is predictions that we have even before the season. So yes. Just for clarification, I knew there was going to be a growing period where it's like you have these players that have never played with each other, mm-hmm. and a new coach, a new system, everything else. So it's going to take some time for them to get it going. Mm-hmm. But once they do get it going, I think that they'll be solidly in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Number five for me is where I'm going to put them at. I don't see mm-hmm. them not making the playoffs, but I don't see them, you know, really running the table too much. Not like they expect. The front office is expecting great things.
I know. They spent money like it, right?
They did.
Definitely. Sure did. Shout out to Arthur Blank. My number four is Columbus, the Crew, the world-class record Crew. They just keep on dancing to Wilfred Nancy's music, you know. Beautiful music when he puts the guys out on the field. It's definitely fun to watch. They're starting on fire. I mean, sorry, Chicago, but no shade. But hey, those guys surprised. You're right, Maddie. They lost, you know, Cucho, and I was like, I don't know. I really didn't know, right? But I felt like their system, as you said, I pretty much echo everything. I'm parroting everything you said and agree. So I just have them at the number four spot.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Right. So my number four. Pick for the Eastern Conference. I have your New York Red Bulls.
Yes.
And this pick here could honestly, if y'all play the way that you played against my Nashville, I don't think a team y'all were that was
25 degrees, brother. Y'all was cold.
It was cold. But that press was, you know, New York Red Bulls have been known for years for playing, quote, energy drink soccer or energy drink football.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, where it's constant press, constant energy, constantly, you know, you definitely know that you played the Red Bulls.
Right.
But Schwartz kind of take, you know, a little bit of a different approach where it was possession-based and, you know, it's not something that the Red Bulls fans were used to. And then I heard some complaints about, oh, this isn't Red Bull soccer and da-da-da. But look where he got you.
Right.
So he's shown that the game plan works, but also now this year he's implementing more of that. I mean, that press was just
–
It was like a blanket. It was a weighted blanket. That's what I would – yeah, that would be
– and the heat was turned up.
The heat was turned up for sure. It was an electric heated blanket, and – my Nashville SC team could not get out of it. It was bad. And if more teams fall to that, then I have them at four because, as we saw as a propensity last year, you're going to get some ties. Your coach doesn't mind getting a tie. He doesn't like losing, but he doesn't mind getting a tie and you still get the points. So, I can see a couple of games where, probably have some ties, maybe, you know, some ones that probably should have won. But yeah, I have the Red Bulls at number four.
Well, I appreciate the love, broski. but again, I return the love. You guys are going to be right there too. You're going to keep building, getting better as the season goes on. Okay. So coming in at number three, right now is Inter Miami. Now, the Pink Lemonade fans, I don't want to look. I'm not going to rain on your parade. I don't want to, you know. What type of bird is that, man? Is that a flamingo? Is that a pelican? Is that a what is it?
It's a heron. It's a heron.
A heron. Yeah. I'm not hearing you right now. I'm not hearing you. Get it? Heron. Okay. Just having fun, guys. Look, Great team. Last season got a whole lot of messy, right? For you guys. Shout out to the Goats, right? To Lionel Messi. Okay. It got a little messy, a lot of messy, really, because you guys scored all those points. You broke the, what was it, 74, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you won the, was it?
The Supporter Shield.
Thank you. I mean, excellent, right? But regular season, it's good, right? It's cool. But the postseason, what matters the most. And that was what's so beautiful about our game, guys. Just the balance, the competitiveness. Miami's going to be there. I have them as a top three, but to be continued. ..
Okay, well, I got a question about that pick. I know a lot of people would have them, you know, either first or second. So, what would be some of your reasons for saying that they dropped to the third from last year to this year, other than say like the coach and some of the players? That's an obvious one. But
I see a lot of divaism over there, right? I mean, you know, what's that song? The Thrill Is Gone. I mean, we still love you, Messi. We still see you guys. You guys have all the firepower. I mean, you went and got all these players, and hey, more power to you. But defense is where this game matters, right? And I feel as though these guys are defensively, and I'm not the keeper. He's pretty good. I'm not, you know, I don't want to talk down on him, but I just don't. I don't think defensively they improved that much. Whereas if they're not, you know, scoring like that or whatever, I don't. Let's see. It's a few more better teams.
I can see that. I can see that for sure. Okay, well, I'm on to my third team on the list. And I have the Crown FC. I've got Charlotte FC. Queen City. Yeah, that's right.
Great fans up there. Tell them about those fans up there, please.
The fans are very rowdy. I'll just say that. Me and Mike experienced that firsthand.
Yeah,
and we were just there just to watch. We weren't even really pulling for anybody. It was last season, the Crew versus Charlotte, and we got to see Cucho. We got to see who else did they have? I don't know if Rossi was playing or not. He might have been. Not
sure.
But anyways, I know they went down a man, and by the time we got there, we didn't know it. Yeah. And Ajuman got a goal, and the crowd went crazy.
You called me. He was like, Mike, watch Ajuman. This kid is nice. And
I said that about Ajuman 2 years ago because I watched it. It was like toward the end of the 23 season, and he was a super subbed in. Like, he subbed on. Oh. He come in. And I immediately just like wrestled. I'm not gonna say wrestled, but he was very physical. Got the ball, went got the ball and then scored. And I was like, why didn't they have this guy playing the whole game? I was like, yo, this guy's, you know, immediately. That's one thing I love about, you know, me and my friend Mike's here. Our relationship. We see players. We're like, they have it. They have the it. Right. When I saw that play, and I was like, why is this guy not playing more? I was like, there's more to come from him. I just knew it. Sometimes you can look at a player and you just know, like, hey, this is, you know, he's gonna do special things. And that was a moment for me where I was a Patrick Ajuman fan. Still am.
Spot on.
I would love for my Nashville SC team to get it, but don't see it happening. But, yeah, Charlotte, Ajuman gang, you guys are going to be number three. You got your Zaha along in there. And, you know, solid defense. I see Charlotte. Making the playoffs solidly. The number three spot is yours. So that's my pick.
I like that. I like that. My number two is FC Cincinnati. Everybody's picking these guys as the number one, I mean, the best pretty much. And they're right. I mean, right there. I mean, they already had a great team. We already know the deal with these guys. They're physical. They used to be kind of nasty. I like that about them a little bit, right? In years past, right, you watch them, they kind of, you know, they got a style about them. A little bad boyism in them. But, Dinky and Evander. those two guys, they should be two superheroes because that's what they're bringing to Cincinnati. I saw it firsthand. You know, we played them. We were pretty tough with them, remember? And, you know, that goal they scored, it was nice. What we got? Like, two? Was it 2-0 or 1-0? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
We played them open tonight, but
I think it was just one.
It was just one? Dinky or whatever. Yeah, he's a beast. But those guys, man, hey, they're going to be right there. I got them as the number two. And, I'm going to stick with that. Even though they lost Acosta. Shout out to Acosta down there in Dallas. Dallas is doing this thing. But those guys, they didn't skip a beat. And I think overall, they're a better team. And they're going to be way more dangerous. Just stay healthy, guys.
Okay. Solid pick there. Solid. For my number two, I'm going to go back to Miami.
Miami.
Yeah. I think they're going to take a small step back from last year. Mm. Like you mentioned, defense. That's kind of where I was leading you on that to see where your head was at. I think that, defense is going to be a major issue. Mm. They still don't know what they're going to be doing in goal.
Mm.
Right now, Callender is out. I don't know if he's injured or if it's they feel like Ustari is better. It's kind of right now they're keep by committee for the time being, and then but Callender had a couple of plays, couple of games last year where you look at him and say, you're not that same guy from when Messi joined in 23. It's like he was very shaky last year, and so I hadn't even seen him this year, to be honest, like at all. That's why I'm thinking it's a health thing. But his job is kind of up for grabs right now. Mm. And so
decent last night we were watching, you know.
So he played?
Did he? I saw him say he didn't play?
No, he not Callender.
Callender didn't play? I saw him on the bench.
It's the other guy.
I saw Callender on the bench. Okay.
So there you go. It's not a health thing. If it is a health thing, he's not 100%. Either way.
Oh, wow. Okay. My bad.
The defense is going to cause them problems sooner rather than later. And also, it doesn't help that they have a center back that is constantly getting red cards, constantly putting them behind. This was a thing last year. He plays very aggressively, and he wins the ball a lot, but he doesn't mind going through the player to win the ball, and that causes problems for him. And I don't care who you are. I don't care what player you have on your team, as Miami saw versus NYCFC.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down to 10, 11 versus 10,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to win a game that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a player that has a propensity to put you down and get, yellow cards, really bad yellow cards, even red cards, and put you down, it puts you behind the eight ball. And it's going to be such a tight, contested race that a drop game here or there because of silly mistakes could cost you that one or two spot. That's why I have them at two, taking steps back. And Miami, you're at number two on my list.
Okay. And we're going to get, I think we're going to have to, we got some things we need to talk about with Miami, in a particular no-show last night.
Oh.
We may have to speak on that maybe for the next episode.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned. Yeah. That's good.
You went in on that. He went savage. So the savage moment is coming, guys. Okay.
Okay, drum roll, please. I want to hear. Yeah, drum roll, please. Your first. Who do you got? Number one in the East. Who you got?
Charlotte, man. Charlotte. Queen City, Charlotte FC. And Maddie pretty much summed it up. But Zaha. I'm laughing, right? I'm laughing because Zaha is he's proving me wrong right now, because we saw something early on, certain signs, we look for. Like you said, we watch these players.
He still has these signs. He still has them. Because,
Go ahead.
The last game, so he had an assist and he had a goal.
Mm-hmm.
He had the assist and he was kind of like, like his whole body language was like, yeah, that's cool. But then he got the goal and it was totally different. What I'm saying. That we spoke on. He still has those traits where it's like, I want to do it. I want to do it. Right. Me. But it's like, we, not speaking French here.
Right.
When it's we the team, he's kind of like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. But when I score, it's like, yeah. So that can start to grow on people. But yeah, I'll let you continue.
No, that's a good, I respect that. Ego can be good, but it also can be very bad. He does have a big ego. He has the talent to back it up. But hopefully, with the amount of talent around him, especially as you mentioned, Ajuman and, I mean, those guys, we saw them. Like I said, we watched them, and the talent was just, even then, before. So I feel like these guys are going to be the best team. Really, I think they are. They have the talent, and I just don't see them not. And they compete. That's what I like. They play to the end. And with the addition of this guy, if they can keep it together, I got him as the numero uno in the East.
That could very well happen. Charlotte is a very good team. Dean Smith has those guys playing very stout defensively.
Yes.
Even though they kind of made some mistakes versus Seattle, both of them did, Seattle and Charlotte. That's why, you know, I felt like a draw was fair in that game. But they play solid defensively, and they added some offensive pieces. They could be taking the next step forward.
Seattle's elite. They're an elite team.
They are. Got no problems. They're gonna be good. They're gonna be solid. But for my number one in the East, Cincinnati. We talked about, or you mentioned Evander. You mentioned who's the other player? Dinky that they got. Dinky. Those two up top. That's awesome firepower. Then you also pair that with a good solid defense to begin with. They got Yedlin from Miami last year. He's playing solid.
Yes.
They've got Miles Robinson, who used to play for Atlanta. They got him last year as well. They still have Matt Miazga. They've got a very good keeper, Celentano. Exactly. So it's like
didn't win keeper of the year last year?
Not last year. That was Kalina from Charlotte.
Yes, that's right.
I think the year before.
Shout out to him, man. That's another thing. Their keepers.
Yeah,
Charlotte. That's another.
So yeah, the reason I think that Cincinnati to me is a more complete team. Okay. We talk about Miami. We poke holes in this and that. Oh, defense. This. Yeah, they have issues.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Cincinnati. They're a more complete team. And, oh, I didn't even mention the player, Orejano, as well. Offensively, you know, going crazy right there. So it's like they've got the offensive firepower and the defense molding together. Mm. They got the keeper. They got the coach. Everything is there for them. The ingredients are there. They just got to basically cook the cake. That's it.
The cake.
So if everything goes their way, Cincinnati is the best team in the East, and I think that they're going to take the number one spot.
Tomato, you know what I mean? They got them at two. You got them at number one. I mean,
mm-hmm. All right. That, I think, wraps it up for our Eastern Conference. You have anything you want to talk about before we get into the Western Conference? Any little
quick picks, baby? We're going quick with it. We ain't going to waste no time. I'm diving right in.
All right, dive right in. What's your number nine team on the West?
The number nine in the West is the San Jose Earthquakes. Hey, two names, one person, and I'm going to let you elaborate even more when you get to them. Two names, one person, right? Bruce Arena, okay? Legendary coach. And when he came over, I think he brought about four or five of his players from some of his ex-players over there. They're going to have the experience. We know that the Quakes, I mean, we've seen them already, right? Mm-hmm. So far, early, these guys are showing up. And, I think this guy and what he's bringing and the just his experience, man. We got talent, experience, and ex-players. That's the recipe for success.
Well, it's not going to take very long for me to talk about San Jose because they are my number nine team as well.
You're a cheater.
I agree with you. They're turning things around. Things are positive over their way.
even before, like I mentioned this before, I'm going to say it again. These we picked these even before the game started.
Yeah.
So that I don't want people thinking that we're picking
them 4 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. We just we condensed them down because the original recording we had for this was like an hour and a half, and I don't think you guys want to hear us talk for an hour and a half about these teams.
Right.
But yeah, San Jose. I thought that the moves that they made. First, by getting Bruce Arena and also by bringing in Chicho Arango, they got Joseph Martinez, and that combination has really proven very good with the players that they already had. And I appreciate your pick for comeback player of the year in Mukhtar. Yes. I personally don't see it, and that's coming from a Nashville fan. My personal pick for comeback player of the year is going to be San Jose's goalkeeper, Daniel. He had a shaky year last year. He was hurt some, and it wasn't up to par. But so far, he's showing that he's coming back to get it. I think he's going to be the comeback player of the year. San Jose at number 9. They'll hit a bump in the road eventually. They might even come up with some injuries. I know Joseph Martinez here lately in his career. He'll be missing some games with injuries. So these teams. They come across bumps in the road. Mm-hmm. San Jose will hit a bump in the road eventually. But until then, like I said, they're in a good spot right now. But number 9 is where we both have them. What you got for number 8?
Agreed. Coming in at number 8. Timber! And we're going to get into the kits. But I think these guys have to – you pointed out to me, Matt, the other day, and I looked it up. I'm like, wow. Portland Timbers, that kit they have, that green one, that's fire. Okay, you know we both love green, and I was really impressed by that. Now saying all of that, right? I have them at the number 8. I know a lot of people are like, what? the average fan is probably like, yo, what's going on? But and they lost Evander, right? Big piece. I mean, he's the king piece on the chessboard for them, right? He lost him. However, they picked up David Acosta, air quotes replacement. I think he's going to do a good job. And that kid was Anthony, right? The young kid. He was good last year. He did pretty decent. And what's the other young cat? Jonathan. What is this? Rodrigo. Coming in there. I think they're going to pony up, and they're going to. Be competitive. You know what I'm saying? I like Portland. They've been there. They've won a couple. They have a couple. Well, they got one or two. They were the first Northwest team, I think, to win early 2000s.
I want to say two.
They won like back-to-back or something, right? Like
I think 2000. It's. I think they won and then didn't win and then won. It was like in between, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. But, that culture up there in Portland, those guys are going to come to play. And if, as long as you compete, you always give yourself a chance. I got my number 8.
Okay, Mike, we need to get serious here. Are you looking at my list here? Because I'm serious.
No, come on, man.
This is not an open book test here, Mike. I agree. I think that, you're peeking over there. No, seriously, though. Everything that you said, and I had a player that you didn't mention, Kevin Kelsey. From Cincinnati. They got him. Permanently, because I think he was on loan, and then he was on loan at Cincinnati, and mm-hmm. then the club that loaned him out, they went and made the transfer permanent. He's with the Timbers, and the Costa's not going to be a like-for-like replacement for Vander, but the players that they already have, they'll be competitive. They'll win some games, but they're not going to blow you away. And losing a vendor, like you said, that was big. And that's going to be some big shoes to fill. I just don't see them having the firepower to get over some of these teams in the West or the East, for that matter. Right. Eight's a good pick for them, I think.
Eight's enough?
Eight's good, yeah.
All right. Sneaking a peek on me, huh? Okay, another team with green is my number 7 pick is the Austin FC. with the Jolly Green Yeti kits, right? I love that with the stripes. Shout out to Yeti, man. We love our Yetis, right? We're coffee lovers. Yeah, those guys, they picked up, they got two flamethrowers down there. What's his name? Uzuni and Vasquez, right?
Haven't even seen Uzuni yet.
You haven't even seen it. Yeah, he ain't really. Yeah, yo, you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a lot of hype, like, you know, and I was like,
okay, I think it might have to do with, like, was it the visa situation? Sometimes the players, you know, when they're coming from a different country, there's that into the mix. So I think that might be what he has going on.
Okay.
I don't think it's injury related or anything like that. But yeah, once they get him,
expedite that, please. Because this kid is very talented. Like I said, two flamethrowers out there. And yeah, man, I think they're gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to their, I think, his name, Brad Stuver, the goalie there. He's great. That's my possible pick for, you know,
goalkeeper of the year.
Yeah. Apex goalkeeper of the year. Remember that. Possibly. But yeah, man, I think they're going to, Austin. Shout out to Austin Party. I love that town right there. but yeah, they should. I got them in a seventh spot.
Okay. All right. So, guys, you listening in, we have a different pick here. We're not the same this time. I do have a Texas team, though, but it's the Houston Dynamo. I think that, they've made the playoffs. They have a very good coach. I think they'll continue to make the playoffs. They're kind of going through a bumpy stretch right now, but they'll turn the corner, and the players that they do have the experience in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jack McGlynn, which they just got from the Union. They did the cash for player trades, and they got him. So he's helping them out, but one player can't do it on their own. They're still, I think they're still on the search for a want to say the number nine. The striker, they're still in the market for there, because they had Hector Herrera last year, and then he had a very I would say savage ending to his.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pun intended, guys.
Do you remember what he did? For those who are listening, and you remember what he did, I'll go into details for those who didn't know what he did.
Right, yeah, go ahead. Indulge them.
The last game of the season, he I know he got a warning, yellow card, but it was possibly red. I think it was red. Referee made a call, and he didn't like it, and he, like, spit on the ground right now. It looked really bad. It looked like he was trying to spit at the referee, but he spit, like, right near him. And then he got the card, and then that was literally the last thing he did.
It was like a hot tour.
Yeah.
At the ref, I remember that.
Yeah, it was bad. It was just in poor taste, and he was, you know, you can get caught up emotionally and everything else. He did that. That was his last act with the club, which is sad because he had a good run with them. But anyways, it's going to be hard to replace that leadership. He loved the team too. Like, they, from all reporting that I heard, he loved the Houston Dynamo. He led that team. He was the perfect representation of the team. He always had some, you know, something on Dynamo or whatever, and you know. So, but he's moved on in his career. It's a sad ending, but you know. Anyways, off on that little tangent, I got them. What is that? Seven. I got them seven.
Okay, I like it, Mike. You like it? I'll make this short and sweet. Shout out Minnesota United, number six. Hey, you had a really solid year last year, making the playoffs. You made some noise, and I think it wasn't a fluke. Okay, I think these guys—they again, young bunch that love to compete, man. I mean, you know, I can't pick with all the so-called experts. I just go by what I see on the field, right? And I think these guys will surprise a lot and be number six.
Okay. My number six in the Western Conference is Colorado Rapids. I have them so quote unquote low on my list because they're in the CONCACAF champions right now.
Mm-hmm.
And typically speaking, the teams that are involved in that competition, trying to balance that competition as well as the regular MLS season, along with the other competitions that we have, if you're not extremely deep, then it's gonna harm you.
Yeah, this is true.
Because you're trying to balance. You're playing two, maybe you know, at least two a week.
Mm.
And right now the Rapids aren't that deep.
No, they're not.
And the fact that you're gonna be doing that, you know, I think it puts them behind the eight ball.
Okay.
And typically speaking, I saw this last year with Nashville. Mm. We were in the tournament. Mm-hmm. And what we did, Mokhtar got hurt and Serge got hurt like the first game we played versus I don't want to be disrespectful, but not up to par, the same par as our level competition in Mocha. Great team, no disrespect. It's just that our level was better than them. And we kind of use that as like a glorified preseason. Well, we went out, we played very good for the first, you know, little bit, and then injuries hit us, like, quickly, very quickly, with both of those guys. And then we got hurt in that competition and in our regular season because of that tournament.
Right.
And I say all that to say, the teams will put the CONCACAF as, like, a higher, because of the, what am I thinking, the... what's the word looking for? The prize, the prestige is highest
for the
CONCACAF tournament. Mm-hmm, and so you're going to give your all for that there. And then, and not saying that there's no prestige in the MLS, but it's still early on.
Right.
The CONCACAF is you got an away game, you got a home game, and then they take the aggregate, and then that's that. And then once you get later on, it's like it's one game and that's that. So there's a lot more to it. It's you know, pretty big. And the teams that are in it are going to focus, unless they're deep, they're going to focus on that to try and advance as far as they can in the CONCACAF and kind of neglect, for lack of a better word, the MLS regular season. And then I think that's what's going to happen to the Rapids. So they're playing very well in the CONCACAF. And then you turn around in the regular season, it's not the same firepower.
Right. You're just saying that lack of death may.
Oh yeah, it makes a difference. It definitely makes a difference, and you'll see that reflected in my future picks. I'll just say it like that. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Lucky number five for Mike Apex is Real Salt Lake, and I hate to speak in past tense, but if last season was any indication. The potential of that kid over there, that young man over there, Diego Luna, right? I think he won the MLS Young Player of the Year last year, with Real Salt Lake. And shout out to those guys. Remember that it was like the snow bowl up there.
Snow? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were they playing Miami? Who are they playing?
They played LA.
LAFC. Yeah. And they were acting real bougie out there, guys. They were just, I'm not going to curse here, but it was some you-know-what type ish, right? So, yeah, but I like those guys up there. Real, they're a real team. They're the real deal. And the other young fella, Diogo Goncalves, let's pronounce his name right, and Palacio. Just some of the guys, to name a few. They have a nice nucleus of young players. Again, dogs, right? These dogs bite, so they're going to come out and play hard, and that's all we want. That's all we love is just competing, and that's what we love about the sport of MLS, and I see these guys at. Surprising, number five.
Okay, solid pick. All right. My number five is that green team, that Verde team.
Verde.
Austin FC, yes.
Green Tabasco sauce right there. Can I get a little?
I don't know about no Tabasco. Verde, they like the Verde over there, Verde and Black.
But
as you mentioned, some of the new additions, the new coach, play attractive
brand, like I said, attacking football.
Very exciting.
And, yes, Stuver is one of the best in the league, and I think that he can kind of keep things solid. Anytime you have a very good keeper who can block the shots that every other, you know, keeper around the league would be like, oh, that's going in because the player's good. But if you can make a fantastic save, that just, you know, solidifies your defense. Y'all got one in Cornell. He's one of the best, in my opinion. Shout out to your Red Bulls. But yeah, they're good offensively. They still need time to kind of mold.
Yeah.
To kind of get
gel together.
See how everybody plays. So again, these things, they take time. That's why I have them, you know, fifth. They're going to win some games, but they're, you know, early on, they'll probably lose some games until they kind of get it moving. But five feels good. Five is a good spot for Austin. If they get together quicker, it could be higher. But I just think that five is good. Austin FC, five spot in the West.
So you played in the fifth. Okay. All right. I got you. My number four is the Colorado Rapidos. The team you just mentioned, I mean, you were pretty much taking the words out of my mouth, right? Pause. those guys, I watched them. We watched them the other night, and man, talk about some good soccer. I mean, those guys were very exciting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. I got to give it to them. You said everything. They're not very deep, but the talent level and how they play. Denver, you guys out there in Colorado, you got a lot. Hey, man, support your team because those guys are going to be fun to watch. They're going to be right in the mix. And I think that, what's his name, George Mihailovic? I want to butcher these guys' names. Shout out to you guys. He'll be the key. I think he's going to be the key to these guys. And the other players, the young talent players, they're going to be the doors. Okay? And you get me? And I expect him to open up the success for those guys. Like him, he's like the key to those guys. I mean, a lot of very talented players, but I love him, man. I got him as number four, man. I got to give it to him. Yes.
Okay, number four for me. I love the song Wonderwall, and if you are in it, you know the reference.
Oh, man.
My fourth team is Minnesota United. Everything you said, and I'll add something. Add something else to the mix. Their coach is extremely talented. I think you kind of mentioned that. But he does not get enough credit. He really doesn't.
Think he's underrated.
I do think he's underrated. Some of the moves,
why is that, man?
Moves that he makes tactically. He's engaged. He's 32. Hello, yes. 32, and he's a head coach.
Wow.
Yes. And
my hat. And young guy needs
for me to say that. All right. He's 32, but it doesn't look like he's, you know, oh, he's a young guy and he has the potential, but he has the skill to go along with it. It's not just, oh, we're you know, we feel very good about this guy, so let's give him a chance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll give him a chance, but he also has the skill to back it up and he can be successful here. This guy could be a manager at a bigger club down the line. You could be seeing him managing insert Premier League team here, insert La Liga team here. Yeah, he's got that potential, especially with his age. Let him get a little bit more experience in the X's and O's. He comes from the Manchester United coaching staff and everything else. And right now it's looking like they wish they probably kept him, honestly, the way that their ship has been burning. But, yeah, when you have a coach that's very young, very talented, hands-on, and makes tactical adjustments. Their keeper is good.
That's very key.
St. Clair. They're going to be solid. I got them at number four.
I like that pick. And salute to you, manager, coach. You're going to be, you're the future, and it's right now, you know, for Minnesota, man. Yeah, man. So it was no surprise last year. That wasn't this year. Well, this year they're gonna be people gonna come at him, but I think he's ready. I really do. My number three is the Milky Way. Right?
Okay.
I never liked that candy bar that much because it didn't have no nuts in it. Pause, right? But the LA Galaxy, right? And the name says it all. Galaxy. They're chock full of star quality players. However, I think the fact that their brightest star, their biggest star, Ricky Pooge, you know, he's out right now. And as we can see early on, they're kind of feeling his absence a little, right? I mean, they're still great. They're still going to be, like, I have him as my top three pick. But I think once he gets back, hopefully later on this season, and he's, you know, gets himself back in full health, I think those guys will be right back in the mix. I mean, it's really – you guys know what the deal is. Yeah, they lost some guys, but what they have there, it's still great. And I see these guys at number three. They're defending the cup. They have the most they have the most all-time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they do.
And
Six.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, hey, man, enough said. That's my number three.
All right, Mike, you're looking at my notes again. Yeah, I got the Galaxy at number three, too.
You can elaborate
more. Yeah, I'll elaborate some more. They did take some losses in the personnel, and some teams have taken advantage of that. You got SKC, what's his name? Oh, I see his face. I can't think of his name. Anyways. It'll come to me. Anyways, he was involved in the cash for player trades, and anyways, okay, yeah, Dejan Jovelich, it came to me. Yeah,
Who did he go to?
He went to SKC. So
he went to Kansas City. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because see, that's who Miami's been playing. Okay. In the CONCACAF. And so. With that loss, and then with Ricky's loss, and then there's a couple other players that lost here and there, and it's kind of like death by a thousand cuts. It's a little bit here, a little bit there.
Great analogy.
Yeah. However, they still are the Galaxy. They still are a prime destination. They still have Royce. They still have Marco Royce. Yes. He's a little bit up there in age, but I think they're gonna kind of load manage. I hate to use the term, but that's what they'll more than likely do with him. They're not gonna throw him out there every single game. I think 35. So you gotta watch. And Christian Ramirez is up there as well. So both of those guys can kind of play Ricky Pooge by committee,
right?
And they still have some of the core group from last year.
Yes,
But yeah, they'll take a step back. I just hope that they don't have the cup curse where they take a major step back. And I don't see that happening. But yeah. I don't see them one or two. Three is a good spot. Galaxy in the West, number three. That's what I got.
Yeah, they'll be sipping on a cup, not the big cup this year, guys. Sorry, guys. Get a Yeti, right? Okay, so we're down to the final two. Okay, my number two is them boys up in Seattle, man, the Sounders, bro. I think Seattle defensively, I think we're pretty good. I think Seattle may be a little bit better than my Red Bulls overall. You know what I'm saying? They kept a lot of core guys together. Last year they went to the Western Conference Finals. Right. These guys, Seattle, they got all the pieces, you know, to the Lego puzzle. They just gotta, you know, and they're building. They're gonna be building during the season. So I'll say this: their team is they're pretty ripped. Their proverbial abs are ripped this year, and I don't see them falling off any. You know what I'm saying? I see them finishing as a top two, challenging for that top spot. Like I said, just stay healthy, guys, all the teams, you know, because we want to see you all play and ball out. But, got the Sounders.
All right, Sounders at number two. All right, solid pick, solid, solid. My number two is that other LA team, the LAFC. I got them at number two. They seem to just reload, and they picked up Jeremy Obosi from San Jose, who's, you know, looking like he's been a good pick for them so far. Really, they could be the number one if Olivier Giroud actually can score some goals for them, because he hasn't done anything. He's struggling mightily. I don't want to put it on one player and be like, oh, he's the key. But if they can get him, in at least informed somewhat, then they're going to be even more dangerous, because you got Olivier Giroud, you got Danny Buonga, Delgado. From the Galaxy, who's been a very good pick.
Yes, he's been playing good.
Yeah. They also got some young players or U-22s. I think one of them's from Brazil. I don't have his name right now. But, they're very good. I don't have them better than my number one team. It's all I'm going to say. So, LAFC, I got you number two.
Okay. Nice, nice. I like it. Shout out to LAFC. Let me see. Let me clear my throat real quick. Okay, so LA, big city of dreams, but everything in LA is exactly how it seems. They are my number one pick, guys. I have these guys repeating. Last year, I think they won the Western Conference, if I'm not mistaken. that guy over there, Boanga, that led for the guy over there, he's going to keep the pedal to the metal. Like you said, we know the other guys. They're growing into it. You know, he's just pretty much what you mentioned. Some guys starting a little slow. But, and shout out to Delgado again. But I just think these guys, if Ricky was healthy, it may be different. I'm gonna be honest, it may be different for me. But looking at LAFC, and we've had the fortunes to watch these guys play, and they were pretty amazing. But yeah, I got these guys as my number one for the regular season, guys. This ain't playoffs. It's not playoffs yet. But regular season, I see these guys making it as the my number one.
Again, solid. I can't disagree with you on that one. There's too many questions for me to say that they're number one. And for those of you listening, you're going to be like, talk about questions. Talk about questions. Because so far, the team that I have picked as my number one in the Western Conference has some early on questions. But again, we picked this before the season. So I have Seattle as my number one in the Western Conference.
Speak on it.
We talked about they made to the Western Conference Finals last year. If it wasn't for Ricky Pouche heroics, they make it to the MLS Cup. Like, they were that good. And they've improved the roster. And like we talked about earlier, they're in the CONCACAF champions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be playing Cruz Azul on Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah, I'm looking at the app right now.
What time is that Wednesday?
10:30. Too late for me. I'll catch the replay. But anyways, they have an extremely deep team.
Mm.
They have a coach that likes to play defense. He's very pragmatic. He drills it in them defense first. He don't mind it being a 0-0 game. He doesn't mind. And that was before. Now he's beefed up the offense with getting Jesus Ferreira from FC Dallas, from getting Paul Areola from FC Dallas, who, by the way, haven't even played for them yet because he wants to make sure that they fit in his system the way that he likes it to be. They haven't even played. Yet they have them, and they're still doing the same lineup that they've done. They still got I give them high praise. Manugu.
I can't pronounce it right. Okay.
It's a tongue twister. For me it is. But that kid, he can play. He can ball. They still have the same core with Alex Rodon and his other guys. And like I said, Yamar, defensively, they're going to be there. And oh, by the way, Stephen Fry, who is still doing that 37, 38, very, very good keeper. I mean, I would say at this point in his career, a legendary keeper, especially if you are a Sounders fan from, you're like, man, he was the keeper from the, you know, 9 and 10 when they won. Yeah, and he's still the keeper now, and he's still very good. He hasn't really taken a major step back, even with age. So, yeah, Seattle's got all the ingredients, similar to Cincinnati as my pick in the East. They have all the ingredients, so I can't sit there and say, well, I don't know. No, they got all the ingredients. I think that they'll be the number one team. So there goes our picks.
Like that pick.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Man, it's going to be great saying in the face at the end of the season. Or you may be telling me the same thing, you know. Yeah, guys, so that was our, I guess, soccer crystal ball right there. That's our predictions. That's our – and we're going to stick to it, okay? We're not going to be flip-flopping like some of these guys and all of that, but see how the season progresses. And so far, so great, man. 30th year anniversary. This season's just start off with a bang, you know what I mean? It's just been crazy. Guys, just a short, I guess, tidbit. If you haven't downloaded the new MLS app, guys,
it's great. Please. It's very good. Very good.
Maddie called me as soon as they had revamped it, and I had to
they sent out an email and I didn't know if you got it or not, and I was like, did you get the email about the update? And you're like, no, I didn't get no email. So I was like, check out the update. And whenever I read the email and it was talking about it, I updated and checked it out, and it was like, I was like, yo, you gotta check this out. And again, fans, if you haven't checked out the new MLS app, please do, because it is top notch. They did a very good job.
Guys, this is no joke, no cap, no lie. I mean, it's the best sports app out of any sport. The MLS app that they revamped and redone, it's the best, most interactive sport, customizable app that you can get out of any of the major sports. I'm just going to be real. They even have a feature where you can have like the jersey with your name on the back customized, guys. It just blew me away. And I love what they're doing in MLS. I love that they're investing in it. And guys, this thing is, I'm telling you, it's gonna blast off like a rocket, guys. This thing is just going crazy. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for hanging in here with us. It's been a long time coming. This is my broski. Nothing but love over here. We're gonna keep bringing you this good content. And hey, stay with us, you know, keep riding with us, guys.
Thank you guys for listening. We definitely appreciate it. We keep up with everybody that has listened and downloaded and everything else. So across the nation, it's nothing but love over here. But all right, super fans.
Been overseas.
Until next time, holla.
Holla.
Thank you for joining us and showing your support. Become a part of our community by subscribing to our SoccerCast. Hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. Peace.